Let me.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. Would Kevin be available?
One moment, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Hi, Kevin. Good afternoon. Terribly sorry about the delay. I got tied up a little bit. Just calling you back. Is it a good time?
Yeah. It's just I added some pictures and added some videos, and so I got a hang up doing it that way. And I wanted to know how to activate it if I wanted to take a couple calls like right now.
In regards to the Google Guaranteed campaign?
Well, yeah, because I paid the $300 and something or whatever. And then I have like five. It's like, it gets renewed once it goes down to something. So they're doing calls.
Yeah, let me just pull this up here, okay? So we can just get on the same page. I see the web developer try to reach you. No. I'm sorry. Working on another account. Okay, so let's see. Yep, I see you. You've been updating videos and photos. That's good. All right. I'm just gonna pull up the Google Guarantee campaign.
Okay.
They already have an escalation ongoing for this, so let me just pull this up. Oops, one more minute, please. So you were working with Shillette to get that set up at the time?
Yeah.
And that's when you guys uploaded those new certificate of insurance, which is good to go. So you did have the $300 budget left.
Right? Well, it was actually it was more. It was like a. It was supposed to be $609.
Yes. So you paid the three oh nine. You paid them February 9th. Okay. So it's just a matter of turning them on. We would just turn them on.
Where do I go to turn it on?
Well, you can. Well, we'll go ahead and turn it on our end. Actually, you have the option to turn it on or pause it directly through the dashboard. Right.
I don't know how to do that. I'm on it right now.
Oh, you're on the dashboard? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So on the at the top, you see, you know, home, leads, website. There should be one that says ad campaign. You see it?
Okay, so I'm at, let's see, home, leads, okay, ad campaign, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and there should be one, we'll just click ad campaigns. I'm sorry, you should click campaign management.
Yeah, campaign management, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then from here, you should see, you could see, for example, the Google Guaranteed campaign, or Google Verified.
It's asking for my username and my password. Why is it asking that?
It's asking for your username and password? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Let me get that for you, okay? Just a moment.
I guess I'm signing in, so.
Yeah, I mean, the username is your phone number?
Yeah, I already signed in.
You're in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess now it says drain cleaning Montebello.
Okay. Do you see ad campaigns again?
Well, no. Now I'm at a screen where it says, where it has my logo. And it says Dream Queen Montebello accounts business, my business phone number. Then the website. Account. Okay, account manager.
Well, are you on the computer or your cell phone?
My cell phone.
On your cell phone, okay. So do you see the three little lines on the upper right-hand side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you hit that.
Campaign manager.
Campaign management, okay. Now,
okay.
Do you see Google Verified?
Yeah.
Under campaign management?
Oh, where it says pause and then
mm-hmm.
resume?
Yep, uh-huh, exactly. So you could only do it through the website. Sorry, are you able to do it through the app right now? Is it letting you?
Well, if I put resume, you'll see.
Perfect.
It
okay.
says budget. Hold on. It says budget low warning. Resuming the campaign is not allowed due to insufficient budget. Why is that?
I'm going to go ahead and report it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and report it because you have the minimum budget. That may be something new that they're implementing, you know, being able to turn it on through the app. So I'm going to go ahead and check. But like we said, we should be able to turn it on.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I signed up with this thing so I could have a budget of $600 and then turn it on and off anytime I want.
You will be able to,
mm-hmm.
right? Like we said, you could do it through the computer. You can turn it on and off at any time.
Let me see if I can get it on the computer. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, I'll wait for the computer to come on.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I don't know if you can hear the background. It's just watching television.
No, it's okay. No worries.
It is. I go to okay, add campaign, campaign management, go here. This is pause, resume. This is resuming the campaign is not allowed due to insufficient budget. I put it's still paused.
You're still getting that same error message, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and report that with our team. Because like we said, you do have enough budget. I'm going to go ahead and turn it on my end. And like we said, I will make sure that you have the option to turn it off and on at any point through the dashboard. We just need to check exactly what's causing that.
And through my phone, too, as well, because I'll be out on the field and I can't get to the computer. So I want to, you know, like Home Advisory or Networks where I could just turn it on and off and pause it.
Yeah, no, you have the option to. If it's, I'm sure it'll be available through the app, like we said, that's something that they've been working on. If not, I'll help you with a workaround to be able to do so on the phone, okay?
It also says inactive on Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and Yelp Ads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It says inactive on those too as well.
Yes, so those are tools that you are not using on the campaign. So Google Ads is different than Google Verified, right? Google Ads is the pay-per-click kind, and Google Verified is pay-per-call, right? So that would be the main difference. That's why they say they're inactive. Okay.
Google Verified is pay-per-call?
The pay-per-call service, uh-huh, pay-per-lead.
Oh, okay.
And the other one, uh-huh.
All right. So do you know, when I... We're going to call it back to see because it takes a lot for you guys for management to get back and verify stuff.
Oh, so sorry about that,
back,
Kevin.
You get back quick. In fact, it's been very pleasant that I can pick up the phone and get a hold of you. But I know when I was talking with Shalette, it would be like 3 or 4 days or something because for some reason the phone number, I don't know, but it's just,
mm-hmm.
I hope I can get an answer today or something.
No, I get it. I get it. I mean, at this point, you know, in regards to turning it on, I would be turning it on immediately, right? I'm going to check exactly what the issue is on the app and the dashboard. And as soon as I get word from them, I will be reaching back out, hopefully later today, Kevin, if it's okay with you.
Okay. Yeah, and if you could, because if I can't turn it on, then I won't be able to turn it off. So if you turn it on, I probably won't be able to turn it off, and I don't want to run out my $600. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that once we turn it on, maybe you can even turn it off and on at that point. Maybe we just need to activate it first. So that's what I would need to check. We said since we paused it, yeah. But I would be turning it on, you know, from my end to just make sure we get the ball rolling over there.
Can I be on the phone when you do that, then, when you call me?
To turn it on?
Yeah, so I know that you're turning it on. I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't
want
to have you turn it on and then me not know it, and then you call me and then call. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just wanna... Yeah. No, definitely. I can give you a call back. I'll just get in touch with tech and they'll clarify that for us. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll wait for the call. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you for the time, Kevin. I'll talk to you in a bit. Soon as
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
You have a good one. Take care. Bye bye.
You too.